Oh, yeah. Now it's getting real.
It's on. It's on. The perfect outcome would be we would tie and then both answer the tiebreaker question and we could go home and keep harmony in the universe. That's not how it's going to happen.
She's just hustling. She's just hustling us. She's so good at everything. Like bowling, she's like, I don't know how to bowl. And she.
So at least I have that when he trounces me in this quiz. Let's go bowling, honey.
Please welcome back our very important puzzlers. But seriously, I have to say that. Please welcome back our very important puzzlers, Bobby Lopez and Kristen Anderson Lopez. Okay, since you two are musical theater professionals, you've worked on loads of musicals. In Transit, Bobby, we know you from Avenue Q. You were mentioning that earlier, Book of Mormon. Mm-hmm. So you guys know your Broadway musicals. So we've put together a game of musical mashups. We've combined the names of true Broadway musicals, and we will give you a clue to the plot of the mashed up combination, and you have to produce the combined title. Here's an example for you from our puzzle guru, Greg Pliska.
I'll actually sing this to the tune of Do You Want to Build a Snowman? No, I'm kidding. So here's the plot. King Arthur, Sir Galahad, Sir Lancelot, and of course, brave Sir Robin, discover they have to finance their quest for the Holy Grail by becoming male strippers. That would be the plot, of course, to the full Monty Python Spamalot.
Oh, this is a hard one.
So there will be one word that overlaps between the two titles, and the winner of this game will receive a Nobel Peace Prize to put alongside all your other awards. Okay, let's give it a shot.
Okay, all right.
This award-winning Julie Taymor production tells the story of Anna, a governess sent to Africa to tutor the royal cub Simba, who then falls in love with his father, Mufasa. It features Tup Tim and Pumbaa singing the classic, I Whistle a Happy Hakuna Matata. Bobby.
Oh, it was me.
I'm going to punch him in the face next time.
Wait, should I say it wrong? If you
say it wrong, honey.
The Lion King and I. What?
We've got trouble right here in Salzburg, Austria. And that starts with T, which is nothing like M, which stands for Maria. And how do you solve a problem like Maria? You send her into the pool hall to teach the kids how to sing The Lonely Goat Herd. Bobby.
The Sound of Music Man.
That's right.
All right, I'm clearly doing it too many times.
Right. Huck Finn and his friend Jim head down the Mississippi on a raft overloaded with Irish step dancers. Kristen!
Big River Dance.
Yes!
You let me have that one.
He nods, yes I did. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a very annoying raft, by the way.
Not when it sinks, it's not annoying. Once it goes down, everybody's happy.
This ambitious collaboration between Oscar Hammerstein, Richard Rodgers, and Stephen Sondheim tells the story of the westernization of Japan from the perspective of a nurse stationed on a Polynesian island. It includes such classic songs as Some Enchanted Evening Floating in the Middle of the Sea and I'm Going to Wash That Commodore Perry Right Out of My Hair. Bobby.
South Pacific Overtures.
Uh-huh.
One of Leonard Bernstein's least successful scores, it uses live actors and Sesame Street-like puppets to explore the inner life of the White House, including Thomas Jefferson's affair with a maid, Andrew Johnson's impeachment, and the tribulations of a group of young college graduates who are interning there. Bobby.
1600 Pennsylvania Avenue Q.
Exactly.
I'll give him that one. That one I didn't have.
But you dinged in.
No, I didn't. You dinged twice.
Stop fighting. In this cult musical, a troupe of actors travel up and down the Mississippi performing an audience participation tribute to old science fiction films. Highlights include Old Man Frankenfurter, and Can't Help Lovin' Dat Sweet Transvestite. Bobby.
I'm mashing them up in my brain right now.
Rocky Horror Showboat.
That's right.
You got it. You got it.
This is your last clue. Another Julie Taymor production. This one probes the psyche of an old Spanish gentleman who has read so many comic books, he believes himself to be a superhero named Don Quixote. He jousts with windmills, defeats the Green Goblin, and saves his girlfriend, Mary Jane. Kristen.
Yes. Kiss of the Spider-Man. Kiss of the Spider.
I like that one.
Yeah.
That's good.
Julie Taymor.
Do I have to ding?
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's incorrect.
Ding.
Spider-Man of La Mancha.
Oh.
Spider-Man of La Mancha.
Greg, how did our VIPs do?
I'm not going to say it. She'll kill me.
It's all right.
The winner is Bobby.
Go, honey.
And an amazingly fun game. Thank you both so much. Another huge round of applause for our VIPs, Bobby and Kristen Lopez.
We have to go bowling after this.
She's so cute when she's confused.
All right, here we go.
Got the horse right here. Name is Paul Revere. And there's a guy that says if the weather's clear.
I'm picking Valentine, cause on the morning line, the guy's got him figured out 5 to 9.
The guy can't have a tie, he wears a tie, I have. According to this, here's his telegraph.
If he says the horse here is fits all right.
This guy calls the horse Big Red.
Last night,
I know it's Valentine, the morning words look fine. But says the horse means the brothers like spread.
And he's a minute boys that likes red noise. Likes red, says the horse, likes red. With poise,
tell your Paul says the horse needs red. No bum steer,
this guy says the horse needs red.
Sincere,
I go for Valentine, cause on the morning line, the guy's got it figured out 5 to 9.
So make it up in town, and where's the tie I have? According to this here in that telegraph. Epitaph.
I got the horse right here.
Bobby and Kristen Lopez and Jonathan Colton.